Blog Talk Radio.
Eucharistic adoration. Come, let us adore him. Today is November the 19th, 2022, and the feast of Saint Agnes of Assisi. And like the saints in heaven, come, let us adore him. Eucharistic adoration.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And while we're adoring our Lord in the Eucharist, what a great opportunity there too, as you have now, to intercede for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, for the sake of the poor souls, all the satisfactory value of my works during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death. I give you my all, through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may set free whatever soul she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase of your grace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, Father of goodness and love, have mercy on the poor suffering souls, and grant your aid to my dear parents and ancestors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to my brothers and sisters, and other near relatives, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to my benefactors, spiritual and temporal, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to my former friends and subjects, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to all for whom love or duty bids me pray, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to those who have suffered disadvantage or harm through me, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to those who have offended me, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to all those who are especially beloved by you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to those whose release is at hand, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to those who desire most to be united with you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to those who endure the greatest suffering, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to those whose release is most remote, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to those who are least remembered, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to those who are most deserving on account of their services to the church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to the rich who now are the most destitute, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to the mighty who now are as lowly servants, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to the poor who did not seek the treasures of heaven, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to the tepid who devoted little time to prayer, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to the indolent who were negligent in performing good works, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my mercy, my Jesus mercy, to those of little faith who neglected the frequent reception of the sacraments, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to the habitual sinners who owe their salvation to a miracle of grace, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to parents who fail to watch over their children, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to superiors who were not solicitous for the salvation of those entrusted to them, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to the souls of those who strove for hardly anything but riches and pleasures, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to the worldly minded who failed to use their wealth and talents in the service of God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to those who witnessed the death of others but would not think of their own, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus mercy, to those who did not provide for the great journey beyond and the days of tribulation. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. For those whose judgment is so severe because of the great things entrusted to them, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the popes, rulers, kings, and princes, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the bishops and their counselors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my teachers and spiritual advisors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the deceased priests of this diocese, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all the priests and religious of the whole Catholic Church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the defenders of the Holy Faith, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died on the battlefield, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are buried in the sea, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died of stroke or heart attack, Mary and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died without the last rites of the Church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who shall die within the next 24 hours, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my own poor soul, when I shall have to appear before your judgment seat, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. O Lord, grant eternal rest to all the souls of the faithful departed, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And the prayer of St. Gertrude. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, and Catholic artist and singer Donna Corey Gibson dedicates a song, 1,000 Souls, that it was revealed to St. Gertrude that our Lord would release 1,000 souls praying of that prayer. And so Donna Corey Gibson sings in song that prayer. Thank you.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And St. Agnes of Assisi, born at Caterina, born Caterina, Agnes was the younger sister of St. Clare and her first follower. When Caterina left home 2 weeks after Clare's departure, their family attempted to bring her back by force. They tried to drag her out of the monastery, but her body suddenly became so heavy that several knights could not budge it. Her uncle, Manaldo, tried to strike her, but was temporarily paralyzed. The knights then left Caterina and Clare in peace. St. Francis himself gave Clare's sister the name Agnes because she was gentle, like a young lamb. Agnes matched her sister in devotion to prayer and in willingness to endure the strict penances that characterized the poor lady's lives at San Damiano. In 1221, a group of Benedictine nuns in Monticella, near Florence, asked to become poor ladies. St. Clare sent Agnes to become abbess of that monastery. Agnes soon wrote a rather sad letter about how much she missed Clare and the other nuns at San Damiano. After establishing other monasteries of poor ladies in northern Italy, Agnes was recalled to San Damiano in 1253 as Clare lay dying. 3 months later, Agnes followed Clare in death and was canonized in 1753. Agnes was said to be very virtuous, and as abbess, she ruled with a benevolent kindness, knowing how to make the practice of virtue appealing to her sisters. In 1253, Agnes returned to Assisi to nurse her sister Clare during the latter's illness, and shortly thereafter died herself on 16 November 1253. Clare of Assisi is the patron saint of televisions and computer screens, believe it or not. As an early follower of St. Francis, Clare founded the Order of Poor Ladies, which eventually became known as the Poor Clares. St. Agnes, you refuse to give up your faith. Help us to be proud of our faith, to love it, to be strong in it, and to give witness to it daily. St. Agnes, patron saint of children, watch over the children of the world. Keep them safe from harm. Be with them in their hour of need, and always pray for them. His anger was such that Agnes' father drew a weapon to use against his daughter, but he was seized with a violent pain in his arm, and the weapon dropped from his hand. Overcome with fear, he and the rest of the band fled from the scene. Agnes was overjoyed and returned to her sister Clare. St. Francis then led the two maidens to the convent of San Damian, where he gave the holy habit also to Agnes. St. Francis, he soon recognized the rich treasure of virtue hidden in this privileged soul. When a new convent of Poor Clares was to be founded in Florence in 1221, St. Francis sent Agnes, despite her youth, to act as superior there. Later, he sent her also to Mantua and to several other cities in northern Italy to establish additional houses of the order. Wherever she went, she edified everybody by her holy life. Many devout young women renounced the world in order to consecrate themselves to God in monastic seclusion under her direction. she had the gift of infusing the Franciscan spirit into them, both by word and example. St. Agnes of Assisi was favored with many extraordinary graces from God. In the great fervor of her devotion, she was often raised above the earth. And once our Lord appeared to her in the form of an infant. From Holy Thursday until Holy Saturday, she was once so wrapped in the contemplation of the suffering of Christ that she was under the impression that she spent an hour in this mystical state. When St. Clare of Assisi was about to die, she sent for Agnes to assist her in her final days. In her last moments, Clare addressed her sister in these words, "My beloved sister, it is the will of God that I go, but be comforted. You will soon come and rejoin me with our Lord." 3 months later, Agnes followed her sister to eternity. It was on November 16th, 1253. The body of St. Agnes of Assisi rests in Assisi in a side chapel of the Church of St. Clare. Numerous miracles occurred at her tomb, and Pope Benedict XIV canonized her. She now endeavored to imitate her saintly sister in everything, and devoted all her spare time to prayer and contemplation. She lived a very austere life, partaking only of bread and water, and wearing a coarse garb all her life. Wow. Permit me, divine Jesus, to come closer to you, that my whole soul may do homage to the greatness of your majesty, that my heart, with its tenderest affections, may acknowledge your infinite love. St. Agnes of Assisi, the sister of St. Clare, who is a friend of St. Francis. In the stories of these saints. And Jesus calls us to follow him. Come, follow me, he says. He calls.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Excuse me. But Jesus, come, follow me. Here's Catholic artist Donna Lee.
He has no feet, but your feet to guide folk his way. He has no lips, but your lips to tell them how he died. He has no love, but your love to bring them to his side. And it says, come follow me, come follow me, come follow me, come follow me. Be a vision of my peace and follow me. It says, come follow me, come follow me, come follow me, come follow me.
has no heart, but your heart to show his love toward them. And he has no voice, but your voice to sing them songs and hymns. He has no eyes, but your eyes to see the good in everyone. He has no one, only you, to turn their hearts from stone.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
James chapter 5, 19 through 20 states, "My brethren, if any one among you wanders from the truth, and someone brings them back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from the error of their way will save their soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." When you go to confession, the Lord takes those sins that you confess and he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness and he remembers them no more. It's what I call the confessional, the mercy seat of God. And it is here that you're given a judgment. You're given a judgment of mercy. And Jesus will honor this mercy given. when you stand before him to meet his justice. On that great and glorious day, may his mercy stand with you, as he will honor his mercy that he bestows on you in the confessional. So go often. And so, those of you who have been away, welcome home. And God bless you all. Good day.